News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Today is the deadline to pick a plan for the Federal Health Exchange. If you want your coverage to start January 1st, most insurance companies are extending the deadline to pay for that coverage until January 10th. The Fed's extending the deadline to sign up to tomorrow. Healthcare groups are seeking an uptick in the number of people asking for help via the exchanges. Myra Kobish is a certified application assistant at Langlade Hospital. She said many people have questions about whether they qualify for a subsidy and what kinds of coverage the different plans have to offer.
And I think a lot of them are just a little bit nervous about the online process, especially if they're not used to being on a computer or having an email. I had one person that was really upset about having to set up an email and going through that process.
Kobish says their office is now helping about 10 people a week with the sign-up process. She said fewer technical glitches are making that a little bit easier. Wisconsin's wolf hunting season is again wrapped up early, as Andrew Beckett reports.
The State Department of Natural Resources announced over the weekend it was closing Zone 3, the last remaining area open to wolf hunters for the season that started in October. Wildlife Management Director Tom Haughey says the move comes after 12 wolves were harvested in the northwest Wisconsin zone in just 2 days.
In the last week, the pace of the harvest increased, and so we needed to take action to make sure that we did not go very far over our quota or over our quota at all.
The statewide quota for this year was 251 wolves. This is the second season the state has held since the animal was taken off the federal endangered species list. Last year's hunt also ended early. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
There's more behind that story about the 56 dogs and puppies taken in by the Lincoln County Humane Society. Lincoln County Sheriff's deputies had been working with the owners of the dogs prior to Saturday when they surrendered them to the Humane Society. Lieutenant Tim Fisher said they got involved when someone reported the occupants for having too many dogs without a kennel license. Fisher said they were working with the parties involved to get them in compliance.
We had found out about this residence a couple weeks ago, and when they first came in, the dogs were in good care as they were now, and they were advised of the fact that if you're going to have that many dogs, you have to have a kennel license, and because kennel licenses are distributed typically from January to January, that was going to be pursued after the first of the year.
And Fisher said the Humane Society was brought in because of a different situation. He said the dogs, the puppies, and the people all had to go someplace else.
It's my understanding that the landlord was removing the tenants from the residence. They had no place to take the animals, so they voluntarily surrendered them.
WSAU has heard from the landlords confirming that they were being evicted. StormTrack 9 forecast from meteorologist Justin Lowe tonight. Gradual clearing down to 5 below zero. Tuesday, some sun in the morning, then increasing clouds and a good chance of light snow after dark, high 13. Christmas Eve night, chance of light snow, maybe another 2 inches, low of 9. Christmas Day, clouds and scattered snow, maybe another inch, high 21. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.